Thou sweetest of complexion, whose beauty doth entice, my heart lives in subjection, thy love did it surprise. Let only this suffice, thy virtues I do know, which maketh me to love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. Wert thou not so regardless of my most kindly offer, and warden-like rewardless wouldst entertain my proffer, my father's richest coffer on thee I would bestow, for still methinks I love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. Of all my predecessors, I am the only heir that liveth in Northamptonshire, that country rich and fair. Yet howsoe'er I fare, my love shall not be slow. Thy virtues make me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. My father being deceased said, mark but my store of land, which were my love appeased, should be at thy command. Do not my love withstand, and thou my state shalt know. Thy virtues make me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. 300 goodly acres of fallow land is mine, with 65 half acres, which next to them do join. For roods and part of fetches, I have as many more. Yet thy virtues make me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. Unsown doth lie so much more from weeds and thistles clear, which cause shall be more fruitful is kept until next year. Wouldst thou embrace thy dear, all this thou shouldst have too. Thy virtues makes me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. Full 50 head of goodly kind my father free doth keep, 3 goodly team of horses, and full 3,000 sheep. Beside his swine and poultry, then let not love be slow. Thy virtues makes me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. His tenements are many, built strong of lime and stone. In Northampton standeth fix, my father calls his own. Thou let thy love be shown to him that woos thee so. Thy virtues make me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. What is it thou doth cause me of thee to be rejected? My body hath by beauteous maids been oftentimes affected, yet I all love rejected till thee I once did know. Thy virtues make me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo. Dear sweet, regard my wounded heart struck by the God of love, which until I obtain thee, I know will ne'er remove. Then grant me love for love, on me thy love bestow, for thy virtues makes me love thee, fa-lero, lero, lo.
Fond man, leave off thy wooing, for I thy love so shun. Dost think a merchant's dog I cry no, no. Men friendly seem to woo us, when false they are in heart, intending to undo us, and so from us to part. Would all had their deserts that prove to maiden so. Men's vices makes me hate thee, to love I cry no, no. For all thy father's riches, I do not weigh a straw. Young heirs oft spend their coffers in riot, pride, and law. Since first thy face I saw, my love to thee was flew. Men's vices makes me hate thee, to love I cry no, no. My father is as rich at sea as thine is on the land. 3 goodly ships with merchandise do float at his command. On wealth I do not stand, enough doth need no more. Men's vices makes me hate thee, to love I cry no, no. Besides, within the city here, for plainly may be found, his shop and full-stuffed warehouses worth many £100, which doth to me redound, but yet I wish not so. Men's vices makes me hate thee, to love I cry no, no. Variety of gallants make show of love to me. Who of me shall be slighted, just as I now slight thee? My dowry shall procure a man whom firm in mind I know. But yet my love against all shall stand, to love I cry no, no. You men in mind are fickle, in love but by the hour. A maid may find a young man kind, who instantly will know. In all things men untrue do prove, in promise they are slow. Therefore I bid adieu to love, and still will cry no, no. But if I chance to match with man, Northamptonshire I'll choose. Because of mine those men are kind, the rest I will refuse. Northamptonshire to London was helper in her woe, which is the cause I love them, fa-le-ro-le-ro-lo.
Which when this lusty gallant heard, he seemed a way to part, pretending thereby for to try the temper of her heart. For whether tongue and mind agreed, by this he thought to know, and yet in heart he loved her, fa-lero, lero, lo.
The damsel this perceiving, and noting this behavior, thought fit to entertain him, possessed of all her favor, which he enjoyed with full consent. So unto church they go, where he espoused the maid he loved, fa-lero, lero, lo.
The fathers of these couple death took into his hands, and they were full possessed of all their goods and lands. They lived in prosperity, may all young men do so. Let men and maids remember this, love creeps where it cannot go.